Hello friends, and welcome back to your favorite show, Bollywood This Week, and I'm your host, Shashi. In this episode, we are going to preview the four movies which are released on this Friday, listen to the fantastic music of forthcoming film Shah Rukh Khan's Dawn, and let's see the current status of films at box office. So let's begin this show with hot and happening news. Himesh is about to change his style. He has made waves with his super rock songs but has also got considerable flack for his nasal high-pitched singing. Well, composer-singer Himesh Reshmiya is now about to change his style. Himesh said, "I know it has become a successful formula, but I can't stick to one style. When I was doing predominantly Indian style in Pyar Kiya Toh Darna Kya and Tere Naam, they said I can't do any other style. I now want to combine world music and Indian melodies. Today's target audience is 22 and below. I now want to aim at an audience that's slightly older." He has been often accused of repeating his nasal effects in his singing. Himesh said, "I am about to prove them wrong by singing a super hit song in the middle range and a super hit song in the low range. I will only let my work speak for me." That's also good for us, Himesh. John and Nagesh have Aashaye. John Abraham and Nagesh Kukunur are coming together in Percept Picture Company's Aashaye, which is all set to kickstart in March 2007. Now, that's an unusual combination and one that is going to be watched with close scrutiny. Apparently, Nagesh is impressed with Abraham's body of work, including Water and Kabul Express. As of now, Nagesh awaits the release of his next film, Door, starring Ayesha Takia, Gul Panag and Shreyas Talpati. Massive September End Rush, 12 releases in 21 days. It seems that filmmakers are in massive rush to release their films before September comes to end. Otherwise, how can one describe at least 12 more films getting ready to hit the screen over next 3 Fridays? While Naksha and Dil Diya Hai have already released last Friday, 4 confirmed releases for this Friday are Shiva, Pyar Ke Side Effects, Bas Ek Pal and Kachi Sadak. A week later, that is on September 22nd, come as many as 5 confirmed releases, which are Rocky the Rebel, Khosla Ka Ghosla, Door, Jai Santoshima and Manoranjan. Bollywood helps spread Hindi in US. International profile and the craze for Bollywood has helped Hindi to spread in the US, says the chief of Voice of America's Hindi service. As India's relation with America is taking happy turns, the need to know Hindi language is growing in America, said Jagdish Sareen. Bollywood had also created a craze for Hindi in the US. According to him, Hindi was being taught in approximately 70 to 75 universities and institutes in that country. Jyothika Veds Suriya. It's a big day for Tamil cinema. Two of the most loved stars in the South have come together in real life. At a simple ceremony with just family members and close friends, Suriya and Jyothika tied the knot, something they have done in a few movies together, including one released just like last week, Silunu Oru Kathal. Their on-screen chemistry was too obvious to be missed, and their fans had been waiting for this day. Almost all the big names in the Tamil film world and some from Bollywood too were there to wish the couple. Due to security reasons, a mega public reception had to be cancelled, leaving fans disappointed. But the good news is that marriage may not mark the end of Jyothika's film career. Wo Lamhe reveals Mahesh Bhatt's intense relationship with late Parveen Bobby. Mahesh Bhatt and Mukesh Bhatt, under the banner of Vishesh Films, presents Wo Lamhe for everyone who has loved and lost. After ruling the music charts and pleasantly surprising the box office with Zeher and Kalyug, director Mohit Suri is back once again with Wo Lamhe. The Mohit Suri directed Wo Lamhe, which is based on Bhatt's intense relationship with late Parveen Bobby, stars Shaini Ahuja and Kangana Ranaut. Music is given by Pritam. This Friday, 4 movies are released, so let's preview these movies in Friday's Blockbuster. This Friday's new releases include Bas Ek Pal, Shiva, Pyar Ke Side Effects and Amrish Puri's last movie Kachi Sadak. Given that the music of Bas Ek Pal is a big hit, I feel it is the front runner, followed by Rahul Mallika's Pyar Ke Side Effects and Ram Gopal Varma's Shiva. Till about 6 weeks back, if someone would have mentioned that a film called Bas Ek Pal is releasing among the competition of Ram Gopal Varma's Shiva and Mallika Sheraawat's Pyar Ke Side Effects, not many would have given it a second thought. But this Friday, when Bas Ek Pal releases, it is considered hot in the trade. Numerous factors have worked in the favor of Bas Ek Pal, most notably being its superb publicity and media drive over last 4 to 6 weeks. Both the industry and the public in general have been made aware about this film, starring Jimmy Shergill, Sanjay Suri, Juhi Chawla and Urmila Matondkar, through a number of publicity channels. Television promotion of the film has been just fantastic, with the plot arousing a lot of curiosity due to innovative promos. As I said earlier, the songs of this film are highly melodious and have worked in a big way, with Tere Bin topping the charts. After the sensitive My Brother Nikhil that dealt with homosexuality and AIDS, New Age director Onir returns with Bas Ek Pal about complex urban relationship. The film goes into the overlapping issues of friendship, love, jealousy, passion, insecurity and anger. The film revolves around 5 people bound by an incident that changes their lives forever. Set in Mumbai, each character has a secret. When they are unearthed, they alter the dynamics of every relationship in the movie. The story goes something like this. After completing his MBA from abroad, happy-go-lucky Nikhil, played by Sanjay Suri, returns to Mumbai, where he bumps into Anamika, played by Urmila Matondkar, an architect at a nightclub. For Nikhil, it's love at first sight, but Anamika doesn't take him seriously and disappears without even telling him her name. Nikhil starts visiting the club Anticlock regularly, hoping to meet her again. After waiting for several nights, he is sitting there with his buddies Rahul, played by Jimmy Shergill, and Steve, played by Rehan Engineer, when Anamika comes with her friends. Nikhil tries to woo Anamika, but her boyfriend, Bhavsin, and an altercation takes place, leading to a scuffle in which a shot is fired. Time stands still as Nikhil realizes he has shot his friend Rahul, who is laying unconscious on the floor. The moment changes their lives, and as the movie progresses, it unveils their secrets one by one. Critics liked the film, but were not too happy with the climax when it was shown at the Ocean Film Festival in the capital this year. Onirban had said he might tighten his film a little bit. If he has indeed made the necessary alterations, the film is well worth the watch. Amongst the other, Pyar Ke Side Effects is expected to do well. The movie starring Rahul Bose and Mallika Sheraawat is directed by debutant director Saket Chaudhary. The music is given by Pritham and the songs are already hit. Ram Gopal Varma's Shiva is the remake of his own debut film released in 1990. This film, starring Mohit Alawat and Nisha Kothari in lead, portrays the law enforcement system through the eyes of a young policeman. The film also features noted Marathi actors Upendra Limi and Dilip Prabhavalkar, amongst the other. If you ask me, I would love to watch film Bas Ek Pal, not because of its promising star cast and music, but because of its director. Now let's move along to see the current status of films at box office. Last Friday, 2 movies were released, Naksha and Dil Diya Hai. As expected, both Naksha and Dil Diya Hai found Lage Raho Munna Bhai too much of competition at multiplexes. Sunny's Naksha managed to hold its own against Imran's Dil Diya Hai, especially at the single screens. Released at 54 cinemas of Bombay, Naksha had a dull opening in the multiplexes, while it was good at the single screens. Dil Diya Hai, released at 49 cinemas, had a dull opening, while outside of Bombay, the opening was poor everywhere. One feels that given the good start at single screens and the reasonable selling price, Naksha may just about pull through, especially in North and Central India, while there is little hope for Dil Diya Hai and the best that the makers can hope for minimal losses, like the Imran's last release, The Killer. Lage Raho Munna Bhai is on the way to superhit and has breaked the 20 crore barrier. Sanjay Dutt and Arshad Wasi have got themselves the biggest hit of their career, as Lage Raho Munna Bhai has turned out to be yet another film to break the 20 crore barriers in the super successful 2006. The first week's collection from India have crossed 20 crores, and there are indications that the fall would be less than industry standard of 50% in its second week. Though number of films like Fana, Krish and Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna have crossed the 20 crore mark in a recent months, they all had been multi-crore extravaganzas with mega budgets. Comparatively, Lage Raho Munna Bhai comes with a relative medium budget and that makes its 20 crore total even more profitable. Things should only improve from here further on since Delhi has already been granted tax exemption while Mumbai and other cities may follow suit too. Gandhigiri has worked and that too in a big way. In the recent future, the most awaiting film is Shah Rukh Khan's Dawn. So let's preview the music of King Khan's Dawn. Shankar Ehsaan Loy cast their spell in the music score of Dawn. The first thing one must point out about this album is its spectacular production values, matching the best standard in the world. The shimmering magic of Aaj Ki Raat, Matrix Karishma of My Hood Dawn, The Season's Blessing in Moriare, Fantabulous Dawn the theme comprise the brilliant original. The version of Ghar Ke Paan Banaraswala, sung by Udit Narayan, lives up to the expectation, but it just can't help missing Asha Bhosle in Ye Mera Dil. Dawn revisited by Medieval Pandits is special for Shah Rukh mouthing a few famous dialogues. The funk international mix of Mehu Dawn is esoteric and a bit difficult to comprehend. Overall, Dawn is the fabulous album, a must-buy. The album starts with Mehu Dawn. Mehu Dawn's team rolls with this extremely catchy guitar hook line. No points for guessing that this masterly hook line will remain with collective consciousness for a long time. The vocal hook line Mehu Dawn is the same as the trend-setting number from Big B Hit, but rest is totally changed. Shan sings passionately the Javed Akhtar's words, while Shankar Ehsaan Loy's music arrangements are simply brilliant.
दुनिया में लोगों ने दिल अपने फिर थामे आया हूँ लेकर मैं फिर कितने हंगामे जरा देखो कौन आ गया है जमाने पे जो छा गया है जमी किस पे है सब निगाहें खुली किसकी खातिर है बाहें
Impossible not to compare Sunidhi Chauhan's Ye Mera Dil Pyar Ka Deewana with Asha Bhosle's sensational song of the same number 25 years ago. Must say, Ashata is miles ahead of anyone when it comes to singing the songs of passion. The music arrangements are trendy with lots of fresh techno sounds. Moriare is easily one of the best Hindi songs sung by Shankar Mahadevan in the last 3 years at least. It's a Ganpati number, but the gist and energy exuded by Shankar is a treat in every sense of the word.
Hey, tujhko phir se jalwa dikhana hi hoga. Agle baras aana hai, aana hi hoga. Dekhengi teri raahein, pyaasi pyaasi nigaahein to. मान ले तू मान भी ले कहना मेरा लौट के तुझको आना है सुन ले कहता दीवाना है जब तेरा दर्शन पाएंगे चैन तब हमको पाना है
मोरिया
Narayan starts off the mass classic Khai Ke Paan Banaraswala on an exuberant note that reminds you of typical evening in a UP Chopal, with men gathered together after a hard day's work and looking forward to a pleasant evening with lots of gana bajana and sambhang. This Kalyanji Ananji number has been brilliantly recreated by Shankar Ehsan Loy.
Khai Ke Paan Banaras Wala के पान बनारस वाला खुल जाए बंद या कल का ताला वो खाई के पान बनारस वाला खुल जाए बंद या कल का ताला
की रात इज अ घूस पिंपल इवोकिंग सॉन्ग विद एन अनयूजुअल मिक्स ऑफ रेट्रो एंड मॉडर्न म्यूजिक अरेंजमेंट्स. अलीशा चिनॉय एक्साइटिंग वोकल्स कपल्ड विद सोनू निगम्स मैग्नेटिक अपील कंजॉइंड बाय महालक्ष्मी अय्यर सीडेट रेंडिशन. दिस इज द फेवरेट नंबर दिस सीजन. Be a visual treat, interspersing the various corridors of film narration, but even as an audio track, it makes you sit up and notice. This is one of the finest theme music created in Hindi film industry. That's all we have for now. Thanks for joining and listening Bollywood this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't miss the next episode. Until then, this is your own host Shashi signing off. Take care and bye-bye.